Hello, this is Tina reporting from Hayward, Wisconsin for the week of July 9th, 2018. According to current forecasts, the week ahead should be warm, sunny, and dry, the exception for possible thunderstorms Wednesday night through Thursday, but then right back to warm and sunny. This is summer prime time for all outdoor recreation. Make good use of it. Now for the fishing report. Muskie action is good, though somewhat behind the normal activity schedule. Anglers are finding the best success over or around weeds and weed edges, break lines, and over deeper brush and other cover. Good bait choice includes bucktails, bulldogs, or rubber baits, crankbaits, spinners, and topwaters. Trollers are using large stick and minnow baits. Walleye fishing is good to very good, with the best fishing in early morning hours and late evening into dark. Look for fish around deeper weeds, humps, points, river channels, and brush during the day. In the evening, work shallower weedy break lines out to 12 feet. Bait choice includes jigs or fatheads, walleye suckers, leeches, and crawlers on live bait and spinner rigs, jigging wraps, crankbaits, stick baits, and beetle spins. Trolling is also an effective option. Northern pike fishing is good to very good in or on shallow to mid-depth weeds and weed lines. Spinners, spinnerbaits, weedless spoons, northern suckers, and minnows will all get the action of pike. For bigger fish and trophy pike, work larger baits in deeper water. Largemouth bass are very active, as anglers expect during the summer months, particularly around shallow weeds, slope, and lily pads, brush, bogs, and cribs. Baits of choice include plastics and various riggings, buzz baits, spinner baits, weedless spoons, drop shot rigs, leeches, and topwaters. Smallmouth bass fishing remains good to very good. Look for fish in deeper water on hard bottom areas with rock or gravel and around other cover. Assorted forms of plastics and various riggings, crankbaits, and other bait in crayfish colors, drop shot rigs, topwaters, and crawlers can all tempt smallmouth. Crappie action is good to very good, but fish are in deep water and finding them can be a challenge. Concentrate on deeper weeds, wood, stumps, points, cribs, and bogs out to about 18 feet. Crappie minnows under slip bobbers still top the bait list, but plastics and beetle spins are also producing good catches. Bluegill fishing is very good for smaller fish in shallow areas with cover. Fishing is fair to good for larger fish around weeds, wood, brush, bogs, points, and cribs in 8 to 15 feet. Best baits include waxies, worms, leaf worms, leeches, small minnows, and plastics on small jigs, teardrops, and plain hooks fished with or without bobbers. This report has been based on the weekly outdoors report written by Steve Suman for the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For this week's report, Steve heard from Pat at Happy Hooker, Eric at Hayward Bait, Jim at Minnow Jims, and Mike at Jenks. You can also read Steve Suman's full report at our website, haywardlakes.com. This website is a great resource for planning all aspects of your next visit to Hayward. That's all for now. This is Tina from Hayward. Until next time, good fishing.